Senator John Kerry also stopped to make a brief statement as he boarded a plane in West Palm Beach, Florida today.
In response to this tape of Osama bin Laden, let me just make it clear, crystal clear. As Americans, we are absolutely united in our determination to hunt down and destroy Osama bin Laden and the terrorists. They are barbarians. And I will stop at absolutely nothing to hunt down, capture, or kill the terrorists wherever they are, whatever it takes. Period.
NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the Kerry campaign, and he joins us from Miami, Florida. Scott, what more can you tell us about the Kerry campaign's reaction to this videotape?
Well, Senator Kerry got a briefing on the bin Laden tape from one of his national security advisors while he was here in Florida campaigning. But as you could hear, he offered a very apolitical statement this evening, both he and President Bush, or at least giving the appearance tonight of putting politics aside for the moment, talking about Americans being united in their determination to hunt down terrorists, nothing about Republicans or Democrats. Of course, with 4 days to go before the election, we'll see how long that tone lasts. You do hear a little bit at the end of Senator Kerry's comments that he will stop at absolutely nothing to hunt down, capture, and kill the terrorists. A bit of reassurance there that he's capable of being just as tough, if not tougher, on the terrorists than President Bush.
This has been a running theme throughout the Kerry campaign, that Osama bin Laden has eluded capture and that the Bush administration didn't do enough to capture him when they could.
Absolutely. Senator Kerry has repeatedly said that the Bush administration has taken its eye off the ball when it comes to going after those responsible for 9/11. That they were distracted by the war in Iraq and that there was no connection between Iraq and the September 11th attacks. Here we have a direct claim of responsibility for ordering those attacks by Osama bin Laden. And as you point out, the Kerry campaign has been saying that the Bush administration let Osama bin Laden get away when they had him cornered in Afghanistan. Just earlier today, Senator Kerry repeated that claim while he was campaigning in Florida. There's some discussion now about whether they will drop that line in his future campaign appearances, but certainly there was none of that tone in his immediate statement on the tarmac there in West Palm Beach.
It does seem that they have to be pretty careful in how they deal with this tape. Can't be seen as obviously siding with Osama bin Laden in any way.
No, and in fact, what the Kerry campaign is saying is that they are going to stick with their campaign strategy as it has been, which this weekend is focused heavily on getting out the vote, both here in Florida and elsewhere in other battleground states. They are maintaining their campaign schedule. Senator Kerry is about to attend a rally here in Miami. And in the past, for example, when it was suggested that terrorists might try to disrupt the U.S. election or sway the outcome, the Kerry camp has issued strong statements that the American people will decide the next president, not someone like Osama bin Laden.
And very briefly, Scott, in the next few days, what is the Kerry campaign's emphasis?
It is very much rally after rally in battleground states like Ohio and Wisconsin and New Hampshire and, of course, here in Florida as they try to get all of as many people to the polls as they can between now and Tuesday.
NPR's Scott Horsley in Miami. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Melissa.